Back here at Lakeview Arena, it's the first intermission of the regional championship game, Escanaba taking on Marquette. And in our player spotlight today, as we always do in the playoffs, we talk with the captain of the Eskimo team, and that goes all the way back, to 25 years ago for this broadcast. And today it's Nick Kolich. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, Jack. How about you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So what do you think about this moment, being here at this place and having a chance to win a regional championship?
Couldn't get much better than this, I don't think. I mean, I know a lot of these kids, and I've played a lot of hockey in this rink, and for it to be one of my last games and for a regional championship that this hockey club hasn't gotten in about 5 years really means a lot to me, and we got to take advantage of it.
So for yourself, I interviewed you the very first game of the year, remember?
Yep.
And now it's the very first playoff or second playoff game. How do you feel you've grown this year?
I've grown just getting more comfortable with the puck, getting used to my line mates, and most probably gelling as a team. And I mean, we're on an 8-game win streak right now, and we're gelling right at the right time. And I mean, that's, you need to be playing your best hockey when it comes to playoff, and that's what we're doing right now.
How do you feel leadership-wise for yourself, being able to keep your head up, because there were some down moments when that losing streak was going on, getting killed by the Keweenaw teams, but also not only for yourself, keeping your head up first, and then also keeping other guys believing?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, anyone can lead when things are going good and you're winning a bunch of games, but in the beginning of the season, we won one game out of like 10. And I mean, our schedule is just all the Copper Country teams and Marquette. I mean, stuff gets frustrating, and me being a captain, I can't really let that get to me, because I got to keep my own head in as well as keep the other teammates' heads. So I mean, it's a big task, but I thought I did pretty good with it, and we're here now and got a championship game to play for.
Well, leading by example, I think, too. If you tell a kid don't go to a party but you're at one, you know, no one's going to listen to you. They'll laugh at you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what about that kind of it? We've made it this far without Corona, other than the Whitmer shutdowns, but this team has made it through a whole season without Corona, without, getting a bunch of kids with MIPs, stuff like that. How do you feel about that part of how you guys have made this far?
Feels great. Very lucky too. I mean, not just because we did our own part, we stayed home, we stayed in our own small groups, we weren't out partying at all. I mean, we only had a month and a half for the whole season, and we're lucky enough. So I mean, I think the boys really figured out, like, if they're gonna give us a season, we're gonna stay home and do our part and try to stay as healthy as possible, and we haven't had a single problem.
Well, and you know, it can happen at any minute, right? You also have to be thankful, I think, to what we do have.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Looking to the future after this hockey game and after our season is over, whatever that is, another week, what's down the road for you, man?
I'm not too sure. I think I'm going to attend Bay College, and if I want to end up playing hockey somewhere, I'll probably end up doing that.
Well, you can play for our basketball team. You're a little dude, but maybe Johnson will find somewhere for you.
I don't like basketball.
No. But so what are you doing to get yourself prepared for that next level, Nick, where you can possibly, despite being undersized, being noticed by coaches and scouts and stuff like that?
Just staying in the weight room, keeping up with my academics, just trying to get better every day at the rink and just make some plays and just keep getting better every day, because I mean, that's all that matters.
So what are some of the career things that you're thinking about other than being a hockey dude?
Business interests me. That's pretty much about it.
What kind of business? Not mine, I hope.
I don't really know. Like, I'd like to own some businesses.
You'd like to own a business?
Yeah.
Do you want to own a septic tank company that you clean out people's poop?
No.
You don't?
No.
Not that kind of business?
No.
No? Maybe you could take over your dad's.
Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, I'll let you give a shout-out to anyone you think may be listening today.
Shout-out to my family, my sister Maddie, all my friends that are coming to the game today. Shout-out to Mrs. Fennell, Carrie Moore, and just all of the fans and supports that are going to come to the game and are listening from all sorts of places.
All right. Well, it's great having you on the team, and let's see if we can continue this beyond today.
It will.
All right, Nick Kolich, captain of the Eskimos, in our player spotlight. It's the first intermission. More coming up from Lakeview Arena after these words on the Eskimo Hockey Network.